LC1 Holidays. Listen to five girls talking about their last holidays. While listening, match the girls' names below with the correct statement, 1 to 4, about their holidays. There are more statements than you need. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task. Statement 0. Emma.
My holidays were amazing. I went to beautiful Greece with two of my best friends, and we stayed in a cool big hotel with a swimming pool. It was very relaxing, and the rooms were so stylish. The food was great, and the fish was really fresh. It was a bit expensive, but okay. The nightlife was crazy! And we had sunshine every single day.
Statement 1. Olivia.
Oh, I also had a fantastic holiday. I went to this nice little welcoming hostel in a pretty town in France. It was close to these endless beaches. I went with two friends. It was actually a really cheap holiday. We had these perfect rooms with comfortable beds. There were a lot of friendly guests there as well. We met these three girls from Portugal. It was really good. It was a dream holiday, really.
Statement 2. Charlotte.
Too boring for me to just chill at the beach. You know, I need culture. So that's why I went to London. I visited my friend Kate. So her whole family was there. They were very friendly and welcoming. Her parents, and she has two younger brothers, who are very cute, by the way. And I stayed in the family's house, which has a huge garden, where we had barbecue in the evenings. And they have a lovely big dog, too. And we went on long walks with him, which was very nice. And during the walks, I chatted with Kate all the time. And then, of course, you can do a lot of sightseeing and shopping in London. You know, I spend a lot of money on nice new shirts.
Statement 3. Amy.
My holidays were not so peaceful. We went camping in rainy Wales, in the middle of nature, with my older brother. The problem was there were so many other tourists and they were so loud at night. They were playing this terribly loud techno music. They just didn't turn it off. And then when they finally did stop playing the music, they were talking so long and loud, I could hardly get any sleep. And then my brother met this lovely girl from Germany. So I was pretty much alone most of the time. A dream? Yeah, but it was a bad dream.
Statement 4. Grace.
I went to Italy with my whole family. My dad, my mum, my brother, and my grandpa. Well, we rented a big modern apartment with a view of the deep blue ocean, so that was really nice. There were lots of good-looking Italian boys. That was nice, too. And we had excellent food. Best pizza ever, I can tell you that. But imagine, I had to share a small room with my younger brother. Yes. And guess what? It was just too hot for him. So he was always in a very bad mood. He would not sleep at night, so I could not sleep either.
Statement 0. Emma.
My holidays were amazing. I went to beautiful Greece with two of my best friends, and we stayed in a cool big hotel with a swimming pool. It was very relaxing, and the rooms were so stylish. The food was great, and the fish was really fresh. It was a bit expensive, but okay. The nightlife was crazy! And we had sunshine every single day.
Statement 1. Olivia.
Oh, I also had a fantastic holiday. I went to this nice little welcoming hostel in a pretty town in France. It was close to these endless beaches. I went with two friends. It was actually a really cheap holiday. We had these perfect rooms with comfortable beds. There were a lot of friendly guests there as well. We met these three girls from Portugal. It was really good. It was a dream holiday, really.
Statement 2. Charlotte.
Too boring for me to just chill at the beach. You know, I need culture. So that's why I went to London. I visited my friend Kate. So her whole family was there. They were very friendly and welcoming. Her parents, and she has two younger brothers who are very cute, by the way. And I stayed in the family's house, which has a huge garden, where we had barbecue in the evenings. And they have a lovely big dog too, and we went on long walks with him, which was very nice. And during the walks, I chatted with Kate all the time. And then, of course, you can do a lot of sightseeing and shopping in London. You know, I spend a lot of money on nice new shirts.
Statement 3. Amy.
My holidays were not so peaceful. We went camping in rainy Wales, in the middle of nature, with my older brother. The problem was there were so many other tourists and they were so loud at night. They were playing this terribly loud techno music. They just didn't turn it off. And then when they finally did stop playing the music, they were talking so long and loud, I could hardly get any sleep. And then my brother met this lovely girl from Germany. So I was pretty much alone most of the time. A dream, yeah, but it was a bad dream.
Statement 4. Grace.
I went to Italy with my whole family. My dad, my mum, my brother and my grandpa. Well, we rented a big modern apartment with a view of the deep blue ocean, so that was really nice. There were lots of good-looking Italian boys, that was nice too. And we had excellent food, best pizza ever, I can tell you that. But imagine, I had to share a small room with my younger brother, yes. And guess what? It was just too hot for him. So he was always in a very bad mood. He would not sleep at night, so I could not sleep either.